Team effort, teamwork. Teamwork, teamwork. That's what it's all about. And that's the type of church that we are. Caller and I was just talking when she was helping me get all this straight. That's who we are here at Oasis. That's who we are. We don't judge. You come in as you are. If you got some raggedy jeans and a dirty t-shirt and you want to come to Oasis, come. If that's all you have, come. If you haven't been here in a while and you think, oh, what are they going to do if I come now? They're going to look at me strange? No, we won't. We're going to be happy to see you. We're going to clap and rejoice that you're here. So don't allow the enemy to tell you that, oh, this and oh, that. They're going to look at you this. They're going to think that. They're going to think this. That's not who we are. Our leaders are not like that. Our pastors are not like that. And if you know their heart, if you truly, truly know their heart, you know that they're not like that. They are not like that. And that's what I can say that Wanda Phillips loves about them, because they love people. Yes. They love God's people. Amen. So come on home. Uh-huh. Come on home. Come on home. Glory to God. I don't know where that comes from. Hallelujah. Happy Wednesday night. Glory to God. I got to work my schedule so I can be here more on Wednesday nights instead of just watching it. I really got to, glory to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's go to the Lord in prayer that I'm going to get into the word that I know God has given me. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You are a good, good Father. That is who you are. Hallelujah. And you love us in spite of us, Father. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for that. We glorify your name and we thank you. Right now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this service. I plead the blood of Jesus over your people that's physically here, over your people that's out in social media world, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over her, over us, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, in every scheme, attack, and assignment that the enemy has sent to come against this church, this body, your people, Father. We curse and we reverse it in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we lose your peace, we lose your power, we lose your protection, and we lose your provision over this church, this body, your people, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm continuing on the topic of being led by the Spirit. I think this is part 3, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to start in Romans 8:14. I have 3 different versions that I'm going to read. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. That's the Passion Translation. The Amplified is, for all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The Message Version, and this is verses 12 through 14, so don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is to give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. So let's bury that, oh, I can just do this myself, attitude. Let's bury that. Let's have a proper funeral for that attitude, because we can't do it ourselves. This is not, Christianity is not a DIY. We cannot do this by ourselves. We need the Lord. We need the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. If we call ourselves Christians, a child of God, a Christ follower, we must allow his Spirit to lead us where he wants us to go. whether it's being bought a home, bought a vehicle, marriage, going on vacation, whatever. Allow him to lead us where he wants us to go. Being led by the Spirit of God defines whose we are and who we are. Some people get caught up, and this is not in my notes, some people get caught up in their careers, their jobs, their titles, and thinking that that defines who they are. That's not who we are. That's not who I am. That's just what I do. It's what I do. A job, a position, a title doesn't define Wanda Ann Brown Phillips. The word of God, I know my whole legal government name. The word of God defines who I am. And I am so glad that I finally realized who I am and whose I am according to the word of God. It is such a freeing thing to do when you finally know who you are and whose you are, and not allowing some outside source, outside thing define that, or people define who you are. Yes, I was that teenage mom, but that's not who I am.
That's right.
That helped me to grow into the woman I am today, but that's not who I am. I am a strong woman of God who loves the Lord. Am I perfect? I am. Do I strive for perfection? I do. Do I ask the Holy Spirit to help me? Yes. Yes. Okay, that was not in my notes. That was free, as Pastor said. That was a side journey for somebody who needed it. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, and God doesn't lead us all the time really through our physical senses. You know, he leads us through an inward witness. You just know that you know that you know.
Right.
You know, I really can't explain that. You just gotta know that you know that you know.
Right.
And it comes in alignment with God's word. You know, and we can't always expect that guiding light or that cloud like they had in the Old Testament. They didn't have the Holy Spirit like we do. So God had to use those physical things like that in order to lead them. In order to lead them, or even someone telling us something. We can't go by that all the time. Someone telling us something to confirm what we know God has already told us. He doesn't work that way all the time. And the way he has said something to me, he may not say the same thing that way to somebody else. You got to get to know God for yourself and know how he speaks to you and how the Holy Spirit will lead you. Because he may lead us in a different way, but to the same place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That inner peace. It's that inner peace that we know that we're going in the right direction that he is leading us. And as Pastor Rock was talking about on Sunday, if we do not pray about everything, we are depending on our own mind and not God. That's that DIY attitude again. That's that DIY attitude. If we are not being led by the Spirit of God, if I am not being led by the Spirit of God, I am being led by the spirit of wonder.
That's good. That is good.
If I am not being led by the Spirit of God, I'm being led by the spirit of wonder. So who is possibly being influenced by the deceiver? Very strong possibility I'm being influenced by the deceiver, allowing the deceiver to speak stuff or say, girl, you got this. Just do it. No.
Amen.
No. Like the shirt said that I have, not today, devil.
That's right.
Not today. And I think Pastor Sharon had a message that a few years ago, I think not today, devil, or something like that. Glory to God. Joshua 1:8. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Now, this is the Message version, so it does include verse 7 as well. Every bit of it. Don't get off track either left or right so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Going back to what you were talking about, look at God. He will make our way prosperous.
That's right.
He will make our way prosperous. That's one thing. I don't get caught up with wealthy, rich people. Because I have wealth and riches in my Father. Because having Jesus Christ in my heart as my Lord and my Savior is far more better than silver and gold. Do I like to shop? Yep, sure do. But, you know, people get caught up with the celebrities and this and that. They got this, they got that. You don't know how. They may be the walking dead.
That's right.
Not all of them. I'm not saying there's some walking dead, just regular average people as well. They don't have Jesus on the inside of them, that the living water's running through them. So don't get caught up in all of that facade, all of that show on Facebook where they're smiling. And then they stop the camera and they're like this. They're putting on a mask. Because they're not being led by the Spirit of God. They're allowing another spirit to lead them and to come up on them. Okay. Always remember what is written in the book. I don't know what version this is. I don't think I wrote that down. Maybe I did. I didn't. Always remember what is written in that book of law. Speak about that book and study it day and night. Then you can be sure to obey what is written there. If you do this, you will be wise and successful in everything you do. If we study the Word of God, we will truly know how God is leading us. We will know the Spirit of God versus any other spirit that is trying to lead us. If we spend time with the real, you're going to recognize the fake.
Amen.
Quickly. Just like people with the money. They don't give them the fake money to look at because it comes. It varies. They give them the real deal. They're going to give them a real $100 bill to study, look at, this is how it is. So if somebody bring a fake $100 bill, they've already seen the real thing and they can spot a fake just like that.
That's right. That's right.
Why do we make this Christianity thing so difficult? Because we do. I do. God can see further down the path. And Pastor hit on this Sunday too. God can see further down the path that we're on. He can see it. We can only see a few steps ahead. But he sees around the corner in the crevices, down the hill, up the hill. He sees all of that. We can't see all of that. We can't. He knows where the potholes are, the twists and the turns.
Right.
He knows all of that. And he'll provide a way of escape if we will allow him to lead us around those potholes, around those twists and turns. He will make a way of escape. His word says that. It is not just about studying and meditating on the Word of God, but also being a doer of the Word of God. They go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. Being a doer of the Word of God, allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. And as we become a student of the Word, a doer of the Word, it would be so much easier for us to be led by the Spirit of God. That's when revelation would come to us as we are being led. Y'all, that's freedom.
Amen.
That's freedom. Think about it like, okay, Lord, which way I need to go? Holy Spirit, help me. Which way I need to go? Oh, okay. That's freedom. That's stress-free.
Uh-huh.
I may not have as much gray hair as I have now if I had just been led by the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Now, some of it is hereditary. But I'm just saying, the stress that we cause ourselves because we're being a DIY Christian.
Uh-huh.
I like that, Pastor. I like that. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Appreciate you. We know we are being led by the Spirit of God when it's a gentle but firm leading. Not forceful.
Uh-huh.
Not confusion.
Uh-huh.
We know who's the author of confusion. And we know who forces us to do something. Like, you got to do it now, you got to do it now, you got to do it now. Uh-huh. Now, there are times we may have a sense of urgency to do something, but that's different than being pushy.
That's right.
A sense of urgency is different than being pushy. The devil is pushy. He's pushy. Our Father God is not pushy. He's not forceful. He's gentle. He's gentle but firm. Gentle but firm. If we are involved in the wrong conversations, discussions, watching or listening to something that may not really be good for us, even eating something that's not good for us. I love tomatoes. I love raw tomatoes. But I know I can't eat a lot of them because it triggers a migraine. And I love tomatoes. With my avocado and cut up some tomatoes and put some purple onions in there with a little olive oil and some black pepper, just a tad bit of salt. But I have to limit the tomatoes because I know it's a trigger. I love cheese. I gotta have cheese in my eggs. I gotta put cheese in my grits. Even though I got cheese there, I gotta have cheese grits. I like macaroni and cheese. But I have to limit my cheese intake. God is not trying to take something from me. He's trying to help a sister out. So I won't be stuck in bed with a migraine. Those are triggers that I have learned. Those are triggers. So it's not like he's trying to keep us from something.
That's right.
He's trying to help us. Those conversations that's going on, and then all of a sudden everybody get called to the office because of a conversation. But you see, God was trying to help you get up out of there. But you decided you just wanted to stay and just listen. Guilty by association.
Amen.
We all got fired. I'm just saying. It happens. Watching something, you know, Pastor Sharon was talking about a couple of Sundays ago, if I'm not mistaken, about, you know, being in different stores and the music that they play, and they get in your head, and you may not realize you're still humming one of Prince songs or whatever, just because they playing it, and you remember from back in the 80s, you know, I'm telling my age, when they were playing the Prince songs, and it gets in your brain, so you're still in the car, or you walking out to the car, you beat bopping to the beat in your head, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize those lyrics was like that. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, praise the Lord. You had to change your mind. But God, he's trying to help us because we're giving the enemy a way to creep on up in there. So we have to, it's nothing. Now, I love jazz music. Jess and I love jazz. We listen to different types of music, but I know what music I can't listen to get all up in my spirit.
That's right.
Okay, set the mood in my house. You can't be, no, get out, devil. No, ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. I don't know where all of that come from. Yes, and I just wrote here, God knows, the Holy Spirit knows, okay. And he would even lead us to talk to Jesus about somebody. Miss Pauline did it all the time. Miss her. But she talked about her Jesus, talked about the miracles that he brought her through, that he did for her. She talked about Jesus all the time to anybody that would listen. Even if they didn't want to listen, she talked. And they respected her enough, and they listened.
That's right.
Something, she was sowing seeds. Even if all of it wasn't captured, the seed was sown.
That's right.
One plants, one waters, but God brings the increase.
That's right.
So God may be leading us to plant a seed about Jesus into someone. We don't know what folks are going through these days. There are so much, you know, suicide and depression and all of this. We don't know what's going on up here with people. Be kind. Be nice. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus to them. You know, and when Jesus was preaching, teaching, ministering the 5,000 men, they really couldn't hear him at first because they was hungry. Their stomachs was growling. They wanted to listen to Jesus like that because they was hungry. Because it was 5,000 men. That doesn't include women and children. That's what the word says, 5,000 men. So it had to be easily 10, 15,000 people, easily, possibly. They were hungry. So Jesus had to meet that natural need first before he could get to that spiritual need that they had, that he know they needed. So he had to fill the bellies up so the bellies could stop growling so they can hear him. Sometimes we may need to buy somebody a meal. We may have to do that to talk to them about Jesus. Do as God leads us to do. Glory to God. The leading of the Spirit of God will always align with the Word of God. Always. So this is why we must be students of the Word, so we will know when we are being led by the Spirit of God versus another spirit, like the spirit of wonder. He will always lead us. It will align with the Word of God. When we are led by the Spirit as well, it will always glorify God in Jesus.
That's right.
Always.
That's right.
It will always glorify them. It would not bring shame to the name of Jesus. Being led by the Spirit would never lead us to do something or say something that would not glorify our God.
Right.
Never. If the decision or thing that we are thinking about doing would bring shame, remorse, grief to the name of Jesus, we are not being led by the Spirit.
That's right.
We need to check ourselves. We're being led by the Spirit of wonder. I'm being led by the Spirit of wonder. John 14, 26. This is the NIV version. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Because y'all know our memories is shady. It's shady. The memory ain't the best. But the Holy Spirit knows all. So if we forget something, okay, Holy Spirit, bring it back to me. I do that all throughout the day. I know this. Bring it back. I know where I found this thing. This Lord, I need this file like now for this meeting. Where did I put this? Ask the Holy Spirit for help. He knows all. And don't just say it to be saying it. Say it with belief. Say it with faith.
That's right.
Say it with faith. Because he will. My mom is always doing something to her TV. We have no idea what she is doing. There's two remotes, you know, one for the cable and then one for the actual TV. We told her, Mommy, use the long remote to turn the TV on and off. Use the short remote to change the channels and the volume. What is so hard about this? We don't know what she does to the TV. We have no idea. The cable people came out there. They did something. They said, they told my brother, man, it's your mama. We don't know what she's doing to the TV. So Saturday, I went over there. I'm on mess with it for about 30 minutes. And like Pastor and Pastor Sharon say, I could have had a V8. I finally said, I told Mama, I've done everything I know to do. I don't know what else to do. And then, could have had a V8. I said, Holy Spirit, I need help. Literally. And my mom had already prayed for me. But I had to come into agreement with what she was praying.
That's right.
Because I'm a DIY right now. I'm a DIY Christian at that moment. For 30 minutes of my time, when I could have been there with my daddy watching some football. But I'm fooling with this TV that my mama messed up. For 30 minutes. I could have had a V8. I mean, immediately, my mama said, I prayed for you. I'm like, you messed it up. I have no idea what I pressed, and to this day, I have no idea what I pressed.
Uh-huh.
I said, Mama, that was God, because I had nothing to do with that. And I said, please, this remote is to turn it on and off. This remote is to change the TV. Leave this remote right here. We'll see. Today, the TV was still working, so that's a good thing. We'll see about tomorrow. Whew, goodness, Juanita and that TV. Goodness gracious. But ask. But when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he would teach you everything and remind you of everything I have told you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father would send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all things I have told you. He ain't gonna make it complicated. He'll put it in a way that you will understand. Our levels of understanding may be different. We may, you know, have to break it down to me at K3 level sometimes. And he'll break it down to me at K3 level. Whatever it takes for me to understand, whatever it takes for you to understand, the Holy Spirit would make everything plain to you, to us, the way that we can understand it. Glory to God. That's how good he is. He's a good, good father. Right, Patty? This is what the Holy Spirit does. God gave us the Holy Spirit to help and guide us through this walk with Christ. He's our helper, our counselor. Ask the Holy Spirit for help to guide, to lead us in the ways of the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to provide us the revelation of the word we have studied so we can trust the Spirit of God is leading us. There are times we are hesitant to fully trust because we may not understand the word, what we have read, but this is why the Holy Spirit is there to help us understand and make it plain so we can fully release and allow our steps to be ordered by the Spirit of God. You know, and being led by the Spirit is really, it's opening up, it's being vulnerable. It's being transparent. It's letting go, which we have a hard time doing. Opening ourselves up to be receptive to the Holy Spirit guidance. It's relinquishing our control, our plans, to allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. If we consistently refuse, and we've talked about this here before at church, y'all, if we consistently refuse to listen or follow the Holy Spirit guidance and their help, we become cold-blooded. We become heartless. We become blind to the Spirit's guidance because we have weaned ourselves off of it. We have become a DIY Christian. We become numb to the things of God. Being led by the Spirit is when we are prompted, instructed, and directed by the Holy Spirit, if we allow them. And one of the other messages, what is your GPS, that was with the leading of the being led by the Holy Spirit, I talked about, you know, Matthew 4:1, about Jesus in the wilderness. And this is a perfect example of Jesus being led by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He was prompted and directed by the Holy Spirit to go into the wilderness. It was a lifestyle for him to be led by the Spirit. It was normal for him as he was walking this earth. He was led by the Spirit, his Father, to show us how our lives would be if we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit. Jesus was the perfect example. Going into the wilderness was perfect. So much came out of him going into the wilderness to be tempted. It was for our good. He was teaching us an example of that. If we are allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit, it will make us make better decisions. It will allow us to be free from trying within ourselves to do right. We do not know what is right without the Holy Spirit, honestly. And by being student of the word, we don't know. If we are allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit, it would keep us from practicing sinning. As it states in Galatians 5:16, the Message version states, "My counsel is this, live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness." The Common English Version says, "Be guided by the Spirit and you won't carry out your selfish desires." Your selfish desires. Me. If we are ever unsure, if we are being led by God, see some good godly counsel. The word of God talks about this. It's okay to ask folks, okay, that you know that's good godly counsel. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool, Pastor talked about that on Sunday too. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearketh to counsel is wise. Proverbs 19, verses 20 and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Seek counsel. Don't be a fool. Araka. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. It is using wisdom when we seek counsel regarding life decisions, etc. You know, as Christians, by doing this, we are releasing our will, be transparent, and we're seeking God's will for our lives, his plans, not ours. We do not need to seek counsel from someone who's just going to tell us what we want to hear. We do not need to seek counsel from anyone that will tell us what we want to hear. We need to hear the truth. We need to hear the truth. We must be very careful who provides us counsel, who we allow to speak into our lives. Some folks want to put their own stuff all up on you, what they think. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, if God ain't told you, because God ain't going to tell somebody else something about you that he has not told you.
That's right.
So I can't go telling Carla something about Carla if God ain't told Carla.
Uh-huh.
God ain't tell me.
Uh-huh.
I can go to Carla and tell her something God already told her, possibly to confirm what God has said to her. But God ain't going to tell me nothing about y'all that he ain't already told y'all, and vice versa.
That's
not how he operates.
Right.
He ain't got to go around the back like that.
That's
not how God operates. Okay. Proverbs 27 and 6. This is a King James version. Faithful, I never knew this past, this verse. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. NIV. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. The New Living. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. You got to understand what that means. Because, see, a true friend will tell you what you need to know. A true friend will tell you, girl, you know you were wrong. You know you were wrong. You messed up. You need to go back and apologize. Monica had told me that so many times. Thinking I'm like, you my friend, you're not his friend. You've been my friend for over 40 years now. Why? No, I need you on my team. You were wrong. That's what I needed to hear. Even with my children, especially my oldest son, Andre. Andre told me all the time, you like my wife more than you like me. I said, probably. You always agree with her because you always wrong. Just because you're my child, I mean, I'm just not going to tell you you're wrong because you're wrong. If you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you you're wrong because I'm not about to get in trouble with God. To tell you, oh, son, you're right just because you're my child. Mm-mm, you're wrong. And again, wise counsel may tell us something that may hurt, but it's the truth that we need to hear. And let's talk about Enoch a little bit. And I'm almost coming to an end. Enoch in Genesis chapter 5 verse 22 and 44. It stated twice there that Enoch walked with God. It said that twice in a matter of just a little few sentences. Then the last one said Enoch walked with God, then he was no more. Other than talking about his lineage, his children, that's all the Bible talks about with Enoch, but it was powerful. Enoch walked with God. It was, what, three or four sentences or something, maybe a tad bit more. It wasn't many. But that's all the Bible talks about Enoch. He walked with God. He was being led by God himself.
Uh-huh.
Now, we have the Holy Spirit here with us now. He walked with God. He was walking the right path, and he escaped death. Because he was allowing God to lead him. God led Enoch right to heaven. He was raptured to heaven. If we as Christians allow the Spirit of God to lead us, it will lead us right to heaven. We will be on the right path because we are walking with God. Being led by the Spirit is walking with God, walking in unison with him. If he say stop, you stop. If he say turn, you turn. If we get off that path, we just need to repent and get back on the path of being led by the Spirit of God. Get up, dust yourself off. Okay, let's do this again, Lord. Let's do this. Where you want me to go? Our goal is to get to heaven to be with God and Jesus. The Holy Spirit is here to help us get there. If we allow the Spirit to lead us on the path of our Father, God has designed just for us. My path is different from yours. Your path is different from mine. But we will all meet at the destination of heaven if we are led by the Spirit. We're going to all lead there. We're coming different paths. Some got a little wiggly road. Some got some hills and valleys and all this type of stuff. But we're all coming to the destination of heaven if we're being led by the Spirit. Psalms 143 and 10, the NIV version. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. New Living Translation. Teach me to do your will. For you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. The Message version. Teach me how to live to please you. Because you are my God. Lead me by your blessed spirit into cleared and level pasture land. To please God and not man. Because if we please God, we good. Pleasing man could get you out of alignment with God. Uh-huh. I'd rather have this straight than this.
Uh-huh.
My focus is to please him and not man. And now this is a prayer. And if you all will repeat after me, even the ones out there in social media land, repeat after me. And it's a prayer to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Teach me to do your will.
I know you called me
to serve you, but I don't know what to do next at times. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit so I can live out the special purpose you have designed just for me. I seek you today, Father. Let your good spirit guide and lead me in all things. And I will learn to listen to the gentle prompting of your voice as I read your word and connect with you in prayer. Help me maintain an open heart and develop a teachable spirit. And I pray that I may walk in your ways and live a life that is well pleasing to you and glorify my Father in heaven. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the end of my message, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.